Today we'll be doing Siv Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Yesh Omrim Shem Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Mutar LaHashmiel Kolam B'Sfilah Afilu B'Tzibur." So there are those who say that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur one is permitted to raise their voice during davening. When the Rama says, "Vechi Noagin," that's Raminog. We call Makom Yizaru Shlul LaHagbiya Kolam Yosrin. But again, you shouldn't raise your voice excessively. The Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Yudalo says, "Afilu B'Tzibur LaOrer HaKavana UlaMitra Tzibura Lo Chayshinan." In other words, the purpose of davening Elad is to awaken Kavana. We're not concerned about disturbing the rest of the minyan. Given that Sidurim Machzorim biyadam, since they're all holding sidurim and machzorim, va'ayin magen Avram demasik to yosher tovel hispala belachash im yachol lechavin. It's better to daven quietly if you can focus. V'chein kasav harbi achrom and achrom assume that it's better to daven quietly. Yosher midayi dehareizem yineviyeh habal shenamar b'hem v'yikreu b'kol gadol. If you daven excessively loud, then you're like the neviyeh habal, the people who the neviim of the avodah zara baal who would scream and pray to their god out loud. Inami da'ali deizeb bevada yeval bel echad behenas chaver, or by davening too loudly, you're gonna confuse and disturb someone else. Because makom nira da hachazonim shemagbiim kolon kedei or hakavano lahashmiya shapir hadvarim shapir after the ikar tila shliach tibur niskan adafka bekoram. But those chazonim who daven out loud so people can focus and that daven with more kavana, it's actually appropriate. Achin osam shosam ken kedei laharos kolam bale osam shaloka hogam. But those who do it just to show off their voices are certainly not doing the appropriate thing. We'll stop here for now and we'll pick up a Siv Dalet tomorrow.